But I feel like an added like strobe effect, especially if the lights are changing colors, would just be an overload to the senses. And I would be like, wow, what a fun time. I don't even need friends. I just have me and my strobe light. How fun is this? Very fun. And welcome back to A Year Unhinged, the podcast / YouTube show where we are putting out 365 consecutive episodes and maybe losing our minds along the way. Today, I have a question for once. I know normally Maddie is the one who has a question, but today I have a question.
Okay. I'm so excited. Throw me a hey, Maddie.
Hey, Maddie.
Yes, Brie.
If you had to make a real life Jurassic Park with real live animals, what would you do differently to prevent the first movie?
Oh man, so it has to be dinosaurs?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And or prehistoric animals, but you got to have the dinosaurs there because the goal of this, remember, You have to change your mindset in this. I know this is not something that you yourself would do. You have to be a pure capitalist in this moment.
Oh, no.
Your goal is to bring as many people and make this the best theme park with the most money possible.
That derailed my whole thought process. I immediately went anti-capitalist. Like, okay, how can I make this accessible? Okay, let me think. I want as many people to come, but not die
right
as possible. Okay. So here's what I do. I genetically engineer all of the same dinosaurs, right? Mm-hmm. But all of them are teacup versions. So we have teacup Rex and teacup Velociraptor. Okay. So we get to witness them in their habitat. Uh-huh. But they're itty bitty. So like, how dangerous could they be?
Yeah, I mean, if you can drop kick a brontosaurus, I'm sorry, apatosaurus. I can't believe I used I can't believe I dead named that dinosaur.
I
don't
believe you've done this. Dead named it. I love that.
if it's small enough that you can just drop kick it, I feel like you have a much higher chance of not being murdered by it.
Exactly. And since I'm going full John Hammond and I care only about the money, we all know teacup things are, though way tinier, also way more expensive. So we get to like quadruple the price, you know. We also get to make even more dinosaurs because we've got this giant island to fill up. Mm-hmm. So you could have even more species if they're itty bitty. That's alternatively, you could just put the island in like a Beauty and the Beast glass dome like the Rose lived in, and it's just purely a helicopter tour where you circle around the outside of the glass.
Ooh, see, that I could get behind. I think honestly it was the big downfall was the drive-through safari setup. Mm-hmm. Because there's too many things that can go horribly wrong with that. Having people unprotected just dope, just gonna bop along on this track ride that could or could not fail next to a Tyrannosaurus Rex enclosure that again could or could not fail. You need way more safety nets. You need pits of dinosaurs.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Dino pits. Also, there's a version, there's going to be a portion in the teacup Jurassic Park where it's kind of like Build-A-Bear, but it's how people like to put clothes on their teacup animals. So what you get is pick one of the more docile, you know, it's all the friendly sort of non-carnivorous dinosaurs, and you get to go through and put a little costume on them. And get a little photo shoot with your Build-A-Buddy, your teacup dino.
I have never wanted something more in my life, and I am so sad that this cannot be a reality. Imagine a little Triceratops with like little glittery sheaths over its little horns that just make it like little sparkly, like little sparkly, and like a frill behind its actual frill.
Oh, that'd be so cute. Flower crowns on all of them.
Oh.
Or like you make a really emo Brachiosaurus and it's just like 1,000 chokers all the way up. Wait, did I say the right one? That's the long neck, right? Brontosaurus. Brachiosaurus.
Okay, now I'm confused as well because I thought Brontosaurus doesn't actually exist and I thought it was Apatosaurus, but I might have them very confused. I'm not sure. Look, listen here, guys. It's been 20 years since my dinosaur obsession, so you really can't blame me for not being up to date on the lore.
It looks like approximately the same creature came up for both Brachiosaurus and Brontosaurus. So I wonder if it's like a breed thing. The other one that you said, I think, is a breed thing because there was a version of Brontosaurus that was even bigger, and I think it's that one. When you said, what'd you say?
Apatosaurus. I remember one of them, like they had the head wrong or something.
Okay. Regardless, they're all getting chokers for days.
Yes. Yes. Whatever you want to call it. That is the correct way to go. Well, now I'm sad that business is not going to ever be, but that's okay.
If we get enough subscribers, enough funding, maybe we too can spare no expense.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Everyone in the world can have itty bitty teeny tiny little dinosaurs like the ones in Spy Kids 3D. He had like the little dinosaurs like walking around. It was cute.
That would be adorable. I never saw that movie at all, but I do recall those from, I believe, trailers or passing through on a cruise once where they were watching it in the kids' room.
As you do.
Weirdly specific memory, but true.
Yeah. As well, you do. Brie,
would you like a return hypothetical? Return volley?
I would, very much so.
Okay. If you were a mole and you lived inside of the mole tunnels, how would you interior design your mole caverns?
You mean the animal, not like a mole in like the police force or something?
Correct. Yes. Okay. You are a blind tunneling animal.
Well, see, that in itself puts a bit of a damper on things. I think I would have to go very texture heavy, honestly. Everything would have to be very heavily textured because if it's already dark under there and my eyesight is already not very good, then I don't know if I'm going to care much about like the shape of things, unless they're bold geometric shapes against like white backgrounds and like bright colors so I can just know what things are. So I feel like I would color code things in each room, so that way I would know, oh, it's the blue room. This is where I have my swimming pool, perhaps. And this is the purple room where I take my naps or something. Because, you know, that's the kind of things that moles care about, swimming and then napping. So, yeah. But I think I would also have lots of, I keep saying texture, but in all seriousness, if I was a mole, I don't know if dry textures would bother me as much because they live underground and underground can be kind of dry, also kind of damp though, but like they're it's both. It has bits of both. And so I think I would probably maybe like have the floor be different types of gravel so I could just like feel around on it and just be like, oh, nice smooth gravels, I like this. This is pleasant for me. Oh, I textured this wall and now it feels like popcorn. I don't understand the term popcorn walls because it doesn't actually feel at all like popcorn. It just feels bad. But if I was a mole, I would like it. So I would just be like, whoa, love this for me. What a nice feel of this marble slab that I have in here for no reason.
What do you do for your Tuesday night mole entertainment? What's a good party night in the tunnels look like?
Strobe lights, probably. because it would be very different if I couldn't see. I would still, I feel like as a mole, I would learn the layout pretty quickly because, you know, if you don't have very good vision, like you have to like learn where things are. But mm-hmm. I feel like an added like strobe effect, especially if the lights are changing colors, would just be an overload to the senses. And I would be like, wow, what a fun time. I don't even need friends. I just have me and my strobe light. How fun is this? Very fun.
Just the idea of just the mental image of a mole just like flicking its little claw, like, wow. It's so great.
This was meant to like represent the lights, but yeah, no, I feel like if I was a mole, I would definitely be doing this. Wow. Because I do this just on the daily, so I feel like that would also translate to moldom.
Yeah. A good stim for a mole.
Yeah, exactly.
Flicking your claws into the sky.
Mm-hmm. Wiggling your nose.
Yeah. I love that. 1,000 out of 10. I'll be visiting the tunnels very soon.
Scents. I would have lots of, well, probably not scented candles because that would burn up the oxygen in the tunnels very quickly. But maybe I would just have like little, like just those little like Glade, like not plug-ins because there's no electricity down there, unless there is, if there's strobe lights, there kind of has to be. So yeah, I guess, yeah. Glade plug-ins.
It's your tunnel, your rules. You
know? That's true. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to actually say, yeah, Glade plug-ins for days.
Do you have any particular scent that you would go for?
Something that would complement dirt. So probably something nice and warm and earthy, or maybe like apple cider would go great with the smell of dirt.
Mm.
Yeah,
we love the smell of dirt in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, I love that. I'm here for it. I would definitely give you a good Yelp review after my stay in the tunnels, my Airbnb vacation.
There you go. Could rent out some of the rooms and just be like, just so you know, Tuesdays are fun days.
Yeah, I hope you are okay with flashing lights all night long. You will not be sleeping. They also sing in Animal Crossing voices all throughout the tunnels.
I love it. I want this in my life now.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Well, if you're listening to this and you have the technology to create teeny tiny baby dinosaurs and also some Animal Crossing singing moles who dance to strobe lights, we would love to see it.
Yes.
And we would also like you to subscribe.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if you would do that.
That's all we could say. We'd like that. Please do that. Check us out every single day, every day.
Even on the days when it's really not exactly an episode, it's like one of those, oh no, I ran out of time and this is what you get today kind of episodes. Because guess what? We're still trying.
Yeah. We, despite chronic illness and disability and having jobs and having lives, we are here for you. The least you can do is give us 5 stars, and that's what it's like to guilt someone into giving you what you want. Is it advisable? No, but we're doing it. Goodbye.
Bye.